If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, and those of you listening in so-so land. I say that. By the way, I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. The Video Game Review, the only show all week where it's not just sports. This is video game talk, and not just sports video games, all video games. And not just on Sports Byline USA as well. But kicking it over to SB Nation as well, SBNationLive.com. You can go there and listen to the show. You listen to SportsByline.com. I got kind of a raspy voice today, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Little raspy. SportsByline.com. Use that to listen to the shows through that way. And emails for me, Rick@SportsByline.com. And you can use the email address to win the video game I give away at 40 after and ask me any questions in the cheat code request, which I do at the end of the show. Also, proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. And that's 500 outlets, 177 countries, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with. You're doing a great job keeping us and our allies safe. So you stay safe. Come home soon. We know video games are important to the troops. So appreciate all of you out there. And the lay people as well, doing a great job. Also, you can always check us out on a couple of apropos applications, including the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, TuneIn Radio app. Got you right there as well. And on Sirius XM as well, Sirius Satellite Radio 211. That's the Dan Patrick channel, 211 in progress. Great to have you. Listening on Sirius Radio once again as well. So what happens is on this show, which we now have less than an hour to get through, take your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 800-878-PLAY. 800-878-7529. Come on in and get hurt. I'm getting all broken up. Also, I will give away a brand new game, as I said, and let you know what the new releases are this week as well. We got 1 hour. We'll do it. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. And we'll come on back. Thanks for joining us on Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. What's going on with you? What's going on with y'all? Come on in and get heard. This is why we're all here, to talk some video games. So I always think it's interesting when we see games nominated for what's called the video game, the World Video Game Hall of Fame, as I should say. And this is from the Strong Museum. And fan voting is underway through the end of March. And the three games that receive the most public votes will be counted alongside ballots submitted by members of an international committee of experts. And then the winners will be inducted in a virtual ceremony on May 4th. So... now, this is in Rochester, New York, and I talk about this every year, the Strong Museum. I have seen a couple of video game halls of fame out here in the Bay Area. I've had Walter Dam, my show from Ottumwa, Iowa, where he kind of recognizes his place. So, but it's when you talk about national news and the AP, when they talk about what's going on with the Video Game Hall of Fame, this is kind of now everyone, I would say, agrees that is the one. Take it for what it's worth. But we found out this week the 12 finalists. And as I said, three will get in, which is interesting. And I like it because, like in the NFL Hall of Fame, you have to have five, I should say the Professional Football Hall of Fame, you have to have five minimum. It's almost like jury duty getting in the NFL one. But then again, in Cooperstown with baseball, they'll just have one guy go in sometimes, these Bruce Sutter classes. So I'm more of the ilk that you shouldn't just let everybody in. But here's all the 12 finalists. And once again, only a quarter of them will get in. Age of Empires, Angry Birds, Barbie Fashion Designer, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, Computer Space, FIFA International Soccer, GoldenEye 007, The Last of Us, NBA 2K, Quake, Wii Sports, and Wizardry. So you say, all right, Rick, what are the three that get in? And it's very easy for me to say what I would say are my top three. Now, as we take a look at them, I mean, Age of Empires was a game that was, you talk about one of the great RPGs of its time. And all of these games are deserving in their own way. But boom, no. Angry Birds has had over 2 billion downloads into phones. But no. Are you kidding me? Just a left-to-right sort of castle defense game. No. Barbie Fashion Designer, you might say, why is it on the list? It's on the list because it was actually really the first game ever that was targeted towards girls instead of boys, just flat out. Instead of just saying, here's a cool game that girls will like playing too, they're just saying flat out, this game is for girls. Nowadays, could you get away with that? I don't know. But that's why it's rightfully nominated there. COD4MW is an amazing game, but there's just, does it separate itself from others? It's a game that I played probably more than any other one. Computer Space, that came out in 1971, and a lot of people feel that that is really the first coin-operated game and basically the first arcade game. So that's very important. The Last of Us, there's no way. I mean, it was a good HBO miniseries, but that's not one of the great games of all time. I mean, literally, get out of here if you think that. Rick, that's not fair. Well, you tell me if you feel otherwise at 1-800-878-PLAY. NBA 2K is very close in my book for what it did for the NBA genre. Quake was an amazing game and came out really with its own engine. Wizardry was interesting at the time, but now the three that make it in for me, FIFA, first of all, FIFA is the most popular sports game of all time. And it is just, and it's also not just the bestseller, but most popular, but just amazing game that needs to go in. GoldenEye 007, not just the best game ever on the N64, but a game that revolutionized the FPS genre, and not frames per second, but first-person shooter. And I use the music from that game in this show. That was a groundbreaking game that still today people feel very close to it. And then third, you might be surprised by this one. To me, Wii Sports is a slam dunk. Because if you remember when the Wii came out and you couldn't get one, you just couldn't get one. Which was the most I had seen since the PS2. The PS2 was almost impossible to get. And then blowing both of those out of the water was the PS5. It took me over a year to get a PS5 from when it came out. And the pandemic made it so that the chip production was slow. You know the rest. It's just there weren't any of them. And when they did come out, what happened? These like Eastern European algorithms just bought them all up instantly in a second before you. I remember one time I had one in my cart and then I went to check out and it said sold out. Yeah, the joke was on me for over a year and a lot of other people. But still, Wii Sports revolutionized video games for, dare I say, old folks. Because I knew two couples that were in their 70s. Two, just in my town, then they knew I'm the video game guy, which I'm proud of. But they're like, can we get one of those Wii's? Because they had seen one on a cruise ship, and the other one had one that they saw in like a convalescent hospital, but they wanted to do the bowling. They wanted to do the, but just with the what Wii Sports did, and then everybody had to have a Wii. It wasn't just video game people. It was people who wanted, they just thought it was just flat out fun. And that market had never been tapped. Nowadays, when you talk about demos and video games, you're talking about people in their 50s, right? You're like, well, maybe some old video gamers will play it. In other words, people 45 to 58. That's what they consider old. That's what they consider old until the Wii. Now you're saying, oh my gosh, we got people in their 80s that are buying Wiis. It just had never happened before. And it's all because of Wii Sports, which was bundled in your Wii, came free with all those games. And you literally, I'm sure there are people, thousands of people that bought a Wii and never bought another game because that's all they wanted. They probably didn't even know you could. I shouldn't say that. I'm sure they knew they could buy more games. So, once again, of the 12, GoldenEye, Wii Sports, FIFA, those are my three. If I had to give a nod to any of the other ones, I'm a sucker for Call of Duty. But once again, there are just too many of them. For old time's sake, you could take a nod at Computer Space, but it wasn't that great of a game. You know, I kind of want to like give a wink to NBA 2K there, but no, those are my three that really stand out. How about you? We'll take a quick break. We will come on back and continue. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening. And we are here for you. We got you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. it's right here for you. That's all you got to do. Virtual reality. That's a good way to just segue. Despite a lot of high-profile attempts, VR is still, of course, remaining as a niche in video games. We were talking about the Sony VR 2 last show, and more than 6 years after Sony took a crack at it, but far from launching a metaverse, even the Wall Street Journal was talking about this, virtual reality has not made a financial dent in the easiest market to crack. And so, as I said, with Sony launching the PlayStation VR 2 and, you know, Sony said they sold about 5 million units of the first one, the PlayStation VR, between October 2016 and the end of 2019. And that's less than 10% of the number of consoles they sold. So you'd say, well, why is it that less than one of 10 people who bought a PS4 didn't get the VR? And to me, it's two very obvious answers. Number one was the VR wasn't that great. I'm not going to say it stunk, but other systems were much better. And it wasn't cheap. And that's what it was. Even though it was cheaper than the HTC Vive and the Oculus and some of the other systems as well. It just wasn't that good, and it was too expensive, and they didn't have the games. They didn't have the games for it. So, I mean, the Meta platforms on their Quest VR headsets, which is what we call Facebook, they fell 20% to about 7 million units last year. That was following the pandemic-induced surge. And so they've recently cut the prices on their headsets, a 33% slash for the Quest Pro, barely 4 months after it launched, which is extremely rare for something to launch and then like a quarter later go, yeah, we're taking, you know, a third off the price. And that's a very humbling move for a company rebranded as being all about this metaverse, right? Well, I think Sony has more modest ambitions with it, and I mean, they're the right company to do it because PlayStation has outsold Xbox over the last two console generations. They have a much bigger footprint. Sony generated about $24 billion in gaming revenue. Microsoft, about $15.5 billion in gaming revenue. So, I mean, and that's despite Microsoft being a much larger company in the overall business of it. But still, even I think these well-seasoned players in this business face a tough road. Because if you look at VR gaming, how much of it, how much of a percentage is it for global gaming revenue? And it's about 1%. And I think a lot of people have agreed that the new PSVR 2 is a significant upgrade. It is also a costly one. Because as I said, the original, when you got a PS4, it was about $400. If you wanted VR, it was about $400. So you basically bought the PlayStation 4 all over again. Well, when you look at some really good VR, I know mine was over $1,000, but how much did you pay for your PS5? Let's say you got it at the sticker price, which would be nice. It was about $500, maybe $550. Well, that's how much the VR2 is. It's $550. That's $50 more than the list price of the PS5. And by the way, you cannot use the VR2 without the PS5. You need to be tethered, obviously. So the relatively small installed base of VR headsets in general also makes it less attractive for major game developers to commit significant resources to making games for these things. Now, Sony says by the end of this month, they will have 38 games for launch. Well, a lot of those are from small studios. They're from unestablished franchises. And that's why it's sort of like those old days of CD-ROM in the 90s. When I would get it and you'd have shareware and you'd get a disc from CompUSA. I remember that CD-ROM, and it would say 1,000 games. And then you'd play a game called, like, you know, Michael's Castle, and you'd get 3 levels free. And then it said, continue on, mail a check to this dorm at the University of Wisconsin. Like, okay. Now, it's not that bad, but it's a chicken and the egg problem. Excuse me. You need software to move hardware, and the economics of software don't make sense without a large installed base. Pardon me. Sony will have to invest a lot of software to move these VR units. And that's really no guarantee of success, because I mentioned Meta. They have the Reality Labs, which does include the VR under its umbrella. Last year, the Reality Labs from Meta lost nearly $14 billion. $14 billion. Sony does not have that kind of money to blow, nor should it. Because they have carved out success making smart bets across their media empire. Sony has sat out the streaming wars. They want nothing to do with it because they know they're going to get clowned probably. So maybe this will be the charm this time around for them. But it's still the type of thing where, you know, it's like if you have, if you're rich, you own a private jet. Is VR the same? No. But, you know, or it's like saying, you know, I got a car. Do you have a Hyundai or do you have a Mercedes? I don't know. Most of us can probably it's easier for us to afford a Hyundai than to afford a Mercedes. And it doesn't mean people are poor, but it's just saying that when you have something, I mean, it's bad enough when your console is $500. And yes, the PS4 came out in 2013. Yeah. So it had a good, 8-9 year run. But when you're paying $500 for a console and you're paying $550 for the VR, and the VR is much better this time, it better have games that own you. And I talk about that a lot. Are you in a relationship with a game? I.e., you come home and that's all you're playing. That's it. That's all you're playing. And I think the Note and some of these other ones that have done a great job, you know, I could play Horseshoes and Hand Grenades all night with my VR. And it's basically you're at a gun range and you're shooting all these guns, and it feels, and I have had the pleasure of going when I'm out of state here, when I go to Nevada or Arizona, to fire a full auto at a gun range, it feels like you're firing it. And for me, that's all I need. But if I think about Half-Life Alyx, how great that game was, which was amazing. You need mind-blowing games is what it is. And I'm not putting past what I do, but what I think you need is you need a VR Call of Duty game that is makes you feel like you're in it and is not clunky. And believe me, there have been plenty of first-person shooters in VRs that I played. And I've been to the Game Developers Conference. By the way, the Game Developers Conference begins this week in San Francisco. I'll be attending again. And hopefully it'll get back to where it was. We missed a couple with the pandemic. Last year, it was about half full. You still need negative, you know, vax or negative COVID tests. They're still taking all that stuff really seriously. But hopefully we'll be back to where we were, where there'll be a lot of new technology coming out. And, you know, last year there was no Sony, there was no Microsoft, and there was still a lot of foreign companies coming in. There was still the independent game contest and all the other stuff. But it wasn't the same. But over the years with VR, I have played some first-person shooters, and it doesn't translate. If you could have a highly addictive, maybe it's Battlefield, I don't know, but a highly addictive game on VR, then those things would move off the shelf. The whole reason I bought an Xbox 360 was for Call of Duty 2 out of a little lab I had never heard of called Infinity Ward before Activision bought them. That's what you need, something like that. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I will give away a free game, and I will also tell you what's new this week in your calls. Come on in at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates. This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8-Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Rise,
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is a video game review. It is 40 after the hour, and it's time for me to give away the brand new game. The way you win it is by answering a very simple question. The second correct answer in the email wins it. Rick at sportsbyline.com is the email address. Rick at sportsbyline.com, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E.com. That's right. All right. The game is called Strategic Mind, Spectre of Communism. This is available on the X and the S and the 1 and the 5 and the 4 and the PC. I have it here for the Xbox One. Yeah, that's right. This game is available from Starnie Games, developed and published. And, of course, the franchise is Strategic Mind. And the summary is this, quote, experience the USSR story in World War II, a story filled with valiant hearts and vile betrayals. In Strategic Mind, Spectre of Communism, the third installment in the Strategic Mind line of history-driven turn-based strategy in the World War II period. Don't get bent out of shape. This isn't modern-day Russia. It's about World War II. Okay. My question is, the leader at that time of the Soviet Union was named Joseph what? Just let me know. Sometimes when my friend is, you know, if he's taking his time and he's like stalling, I'm like, will you quit stalling? Is that a hint? Yeah. Let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com and Strategic Mind, Spectre of Communism, will be on its way to you for the Xbox One. All right, we got that done. Yes. All right, this was something that you might have seen a headline in, because I think this headline actually got outside of the video game world as well. But as we know, the 3DS and the Wii U eShops are shutting down at the end of this month. So you've only got a few more days left to buy all the digital games that you possibly can on these older storefronts. So there's someone named Gerard the Completionist Khalil, who is a YouTuber, as he likes to be called. And he's taking it to the next level by quite literally purchasing every game available on the platforms. The main driving force behind this idea was video game preservation, the aim to save every 3DS and Wii U eShop title before they're gone forever. And the purchases came out to be $22,791. So it's nice to have money to throw around, but this is why he wanted to do it, in his own words. Quote, lost media is very real as far as video games preservation is concerned. Since the industry started, we run a daily risk of losing games forever. That's why this matters. And that's why I've been a longtime supporter of nonprofits like the Video Game History Foundation and their efforts to support the preservation of video game codes, print media, and more. And in fact, we started out our own charity event, Preserved Play, which is an annual charity to raise money for them. And that's what's happening this year on my Twitch channel. And I will be donating these consoles and all the storage to the Video Game History Foundation at the end of April so that all these games can live on. So that's it. It's done. Every available game on the Nintendo Wii U and 3DS has been saved. It cost far too much time and way too much money, but it was absolutely worth it for the sake of video game distribution. So, I mean, that is very nice. And this guy, he means business too. He's got a big frown and a big beard. But in the end, how many Wii U games did he buy? He bought 866 Wii U games for $9,673. And he bought 1,547 3DS games, which include DSiWare, Virtual Console, and DLC. They were purchased with 464 eShop cards. Now you think, well, it's okay to buy it. How do you store it? Well, the entire libraries took up 1.2 terabytes on Wii U and 267 gigabytes on 3DS. So not as much as I would have thought, to tell you the truth. But who knew that there were over 1,500 3DS games? So, I mean, there were a lot of hurdles to overcome, as I say. I mean, from stores limiting eShop card purchases to Nintendo only allowing a certain amount of funds per digital wallet. Particular games even had to be completed before DLC could even be purchased, right? Which made that a little bit more taxing. And so, but this effort means that fans of 3DS and Wii U can now rest easy knowing that all these digital games have been saved when the everything shuts down here at the end of March. And the video documenting the entire journey is well worth a look as well if you want to go on YouTube and check out this guy's YouTube channel. Once again, it is worth it. Gerard, the completionist, Khalil is the guy who did it. But to me, I'm not going to get access to these games. You're not going to get access to these games. You probably don't care about these games. You probably never heard of most of these games, but it's still nice. It's sort of like wherever that vault is in Norway, under like 100 feet of permafrost, it has all the seeds of all the crops in the world. It's like if if the S really hit the fan and all the crops died, we at least have seeds stored, like I think it's Norway, for mankind to say, you ran out of corn, it's gone forever. No, it's not. We got some seeds for you. Like, all right. That's that to me, that's basically what this is. So I think it's kind of cool. Good job, Mr. Khalil. Job well done. Speaking of FIFA, by the way, I was talking about them in the first segment. Gianni Infantino, the little infant in Italian, he is the head of FIFA. He's as corrupt as Sepp Blatter. Who said that? Allegedly. But as we know, we have had a situation with their agreement with EA Sports. And so he has now revealed this week that a brand new FIFA licensing series of video games to rival EA will be coming very soon. And I think that's kind of a shame. Is that what the consumer wants? Because I had the very first FIFA game on the Genesis, and I couldn't believe it had singing. I couldn't believe it actually looked like a soccer game. Before that, my favorite soccer game ever was Super Soccer on the Super Nintendo. It had red cards. It had everything. It was great. It was really great. But EA Sports, it's in the game. EA Sports is in the game. And FIFA had a very fruitful relationship for over 20 years. As I was mentioning, the best-selling video game of all time, probably going to go into the Hall of Fame. But last year, irreconcilable differences about financial matters. What was that? Do you want to know what it was? Because I can tell you, here it is. FIFA asked for $1 billion in licensing fees. And then down in Redwood Shores here, just south of where I'm sitting, EA said, excuse me, what did you say? Did you say a billion? And FIFA said, $1 billion. And so EA said, never mind. We're going to continue making the exact same game, and we're going to call it EA Sports FC. So we'll see how – I mean, we've seen this with Pro Evo. We got Barcelona. We got Chelsea. We got Arsenal. How about everybody else? Not yet. It doesn't really work. So FIFA said, who wants it? Who wants to represent everything? And apparently, they're about to tell us. Infantino said, the new FIFA game, the FIFA 25, 26, 27, and so on, will always be the best e-game for any girl or boy. We will have news on this very soon. Just saying girl or boy will probably get you in trouble these days. But that just shows you his quote, his attitude, and by the way, Infantino, isn't that infantile? I mean, there are a lot of men and women who play these games too, and beyond men and women. But with FIFA's proven history of greed and corruption, the only motivator here is a quick profit, is what we're looking at, unfortunately. So I don't know if the game's going to stink or not. Let's take a look at the new games coming out this week. Kung Fury, Street Rage, one of the great short films of all time, Yorma Taconi, who I talked to about one time, he plays Hitler. It's a awesome film and hopefully an awesome game. That's on the Switch. Deceive Incorporated, an action stealth game for the PC, the Xbox X and S, and the 5. Mighty Doom. It's a shooter on your phone, Android and iOS. Remnant from the Ashes. It's a shooter on the Switch. Chia. An adventure game, 4-5 PC. The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners, Chapter 2. Action game, PC, PS5, PS4. Unheard, adventure mystery game on the Switch. Have a Nice Death, action platformer, Switch. Mr. Saitu, an adventure indie RPG, PC and Switch. Not for Broadcast, this is a simulation on the 4 and the 5, the X and the S, and the 1. You can also get that on PC. Rakuen, not Rakuten, they sponsor the Warriors. Rakuen, adventure RPG on the Switch. Another Switch and PC game, Storyteller, which is a puzzle game. Out of the Park Baseball 24, that's on the PC and the Mac. I think we had those guys on my show years ago. Resident Evil 4, there it is, action horror remake, X and the S, 4, PC, and 5. The Crown of Wu, action adventure, PC, 5 and 4. The Legend of Heroes, Kuro no Kiseki 2, Crimson Sun, RPG on the PC. We also have Call of Dragons, a real-time strategy game, we call it RTS, your phones and the PC. Colossal Cave, an adventure game. It's a Microsoft exclusive. Crime Boss, Rock-Hay City. This is a PC game. Drop, System Breach. It's a sim for the PC. Fractured Sanity, action, adventure, indie in the PC. And finally, Enchanted with two N's, action, adventure, casual, indie, RPG, simulation, PC. I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling.
We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
A little music from Super Turrican there. Thank you for that. Let's close out the show in our customary fashion. I'm Rick Tittle. This is time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking them up for older games. You know, I spent a lot of time in Europe, especially in England. And one of the games I always thought was really cool on the PS2 was Brian Lara Cricket. And, you know, I'm a huge baseball fan, and I thought, I don't really want to watch a lot of cricket, but I'd love to play a cricket video game. It's just like I'm never going to watch golf, but I love golf video games. Well, this is a request here, rick@sportsbyline.com, from Charles. Charles says, do I have any Brian Lara cheats 2007? That's Brian Lara International Cricket 2007. From what I know, he played for the Windies. But yes, here's one cheat. Bold him. Once again, bold him, unlock all classic matches, caught and bold, of course, not pitch, B-O-W-L, caught and bold, all caps all together, collect all bonuses, gone for a duck is all classic players. Once again, gone for a duck, sledging, you unlock all the art gallery, and stumped, once again, stumped, you can get a classic 11 challenge as well, which is pretty cool. Hey, how about that? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll do it again next week right here on the Video Game Review.